this morning. I pray your heart does pan after the Lord today. Amen. And I tell you, that's my heart. I long for Him. He's the one that does the satisfying of the soul. Amen. And I praise Him and I thank Him for that today. Look in your Bibles to the book of Luke this morning. The book of Luke. And we want to look at some very familiar verses. But then we are going to read those and pray and try to preach as God directs our heart. Luke chapter number 16 this morning. If you're will and able, stand as we read the scriptures together. Luke chapter number 16. Now, I'm very much aware that last year I preached out this text, but I'm going to look further into it, something else. I looked last time at the earlier verses of these relating to hell and the rich man Lazarus. I preached about he knows my name. That's what we preached the last time. There's a lot more in this text, and we'll look at some things and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. Luke chapter number 16, verse 19. And I will say this, when I give you the title, don't let it put you in shock, but I want you to listen. I'm going to draw something out of the text and let you see something that I believe can help us as God's people today. Amen. Luke chapter 16 and verse number 19. The Bible said, "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but one went unto them from the dead, they repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for the opportunity that you've given to us to assemble together. I pray now as we look into your word, God, that we'll allow the word of God to find its resting place deep in our heart. Lord, I beg of you this morning that you'd set a guard about my mind, my mouth. Help me to preach only that which you bid us to preach this morning. I pray, Lord, today if there's one in our midst that's undone, lost, that does not know you as Lord and Savior, may this be the day that they be convicted, repent, and be saved. Help us, Lord, as your people. Lord, we need to hear out the message today. God, how we need it to be real and fresh in our hearts again. Lord, have your will and way, and everything that you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I've read to you, I know, very familiar verses dealing with the rich man and Lazarus, how this man that's rich, he lifts his eyes in hell after death. And I stress to you, it's not because he was rich, but it's because he had not put saving faith in the God of heaven. A man, woman, boy, girl, will will go to hell because they're unsaved. It's not by what they do, but for who they are that they go to hell. We find that this passage gives us a vivid description of this place that's called hell. I will stress this, and I want to stress it hard. This is not a parable. This is not a fictitious story I'm trying to relate to. It is a fact. It is an event of history. There was a man named Lazarus. There was a rich man. They both died. One, my friend, winds up in paradise, and the other winds up in hell. And it's all about where their faith was relying upon. Oh, friend, today, I said it in the last message, and hear me again. We know it's not a parable, for he uses a proper name. The name Lazarus is used in our text. So this is a historical event. We know that it took place. Understand this too. This rich man is still in hell this very morning. He is still suffering. He is still in torment. He is still in the flames as he was the first moment that he lifted his eyes up. Ladies and gentlemen, he is still there today. Now, I know in our day, they say that's a scare tactic message. Oh, I would to God I could scare you. But a lot of folk are so callous and so hard. You can't scare them about nothing in these days. I want to tell you something, this is a reality. There is somewhere you're headed after this life. There is heaven and there is hell. And what you do with Jesus Christ here determines where you go in eternity. You will not have a second chance after life's over. Are you listening to me? I know there are these false prophets that are propagating that love wins out and everybody's just going to get to go to heaven. But that is not the teaching of the Bible. There is a crowd on a narrow way and there is a crowd on a broad way. The narrow way leads to life and the broad way leads to an eternal place of burning fire. Amen. So we find that this is a true story. There is a lot of preaching in this text. But I'm interested in verse 27 through verse 31. Here's what I'm going to preach on this morning. I know it's a title that may set you back just a minute, but I want you to listen to me. I want to preach on this subject. Some things in hell that we need in the church. Some things in hell that we need in the church. You say, ain't no way, preacher. Well, let's look at our text in verse 27 through verse 31. There are some things that was transpiring with this man that lifted his eyes in torment. If we had today, we'd help keep people out of hell. Amen. Now, there are three things. First of all, the man in hell was interested in souls. That's right. He sat there. Look at verse 27 again. He said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. Verse 28, for I have five brethren that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Now in life, when this man was alive and roaming the earth, he was not interested in anybody but himself. We find that in the early verses. For we find the man Lazarus who has sores, full of sores, the Bible said in verse 20, verse 21. And he's desiring to be fed the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. He is sitting at the rich man's gate. But the rich man is not interested in Lazarus while he was living. Can I say something out here and you hear me? This is why I'm saying there's some things that they realized in hell that we need in our church. You need to be interested in souls. Our problem today is self. We are living for the moment. We are living for what pleases us, what thrills us, what we're interested in. Amen. But hey, hear me. Would to God that we'd get interested in the souls of men and women, of boys and girls who are lost without God. Hey, you talk about turning your world upside down. I'm turning my world upside down. If we'd get interested in the souls of people again.
Hey, we're not here making merchandise. We're not here just to take up a period of time on Sunday, but we are here because of the fact that people need to hear how the gospel and be saved today. We meet here that we can have our inner man fed, that when we leave this place, we'll go out and compel others to come to Christ, that they too can be saved and they too can go to heaven with us. Oh, we need to get an interest in souls. A lot of so-called churches this morning are meeting across our country. They are nothing more than a place of gathering. They are not interested in souls, but they are interested in being entertained. That's why they draw the masses. It's because it's a concert. Because it's just something that makes you feel a little bit better about yourself. No demands, no talk of eternity, no talk about the sacrifice of Calvary. Just a little lesson to help you feel consoled and feel all right as you go your merry way through life. This is not that place. This is a house of God. Gateway is the place where the Word of God has been and is being preached as we gather here today. Amen. We find that in hell, this man finally got interested in somebody other than himself. I'm going to stress it again. That's our problem. We cannot look beyond our own selves. We have got so caught up in existing. We're not even living. We're existing because we live for self and we live for the moment, and others around us are lost without God, and somebody needs to care about them and to share the gospel with them. This man is interested in his father's house. He's got five brethren. He said they need someone to testify to them, or they'll come to this same place. Oh, hear me this morning. We're in a day, I mean it. We need to get interested. Get interested in souls. Amen. I'm not just talking about going on visitation. That's a needful thing. But I'm talking about as an individual having an interest in somebody else that needs to know Christ. Amen. You go to school with people, young folk, that have never sat in a church, probably never will, unless you go after them and invite them to church and talk to them about the Lord. Hey, us adults, we meet folk every day that do not know Christ, and they need somebody who will care about them, who will be interested in their soul. Well, I know this ain't going to be a high-pitched service, but I want to tell you, I'm praying for a life-changing service today. I'm not as interested in me stirring you emotionally, but I'm very interested in your heart getting so touched by God that it changes you. Amen. Hey, we find that people in hell do not want anyone else there. There's nobody in hell begging you to come there. They're hoping somebody will tell you to stay away from there, to get saved. Amen. Now I'm going to say this. This man's interest in others was too late. He couldn't do anything now. But right now, you and I have opportunities. Right now, we can tell somebody, you can give a tract, you can give a testimony what God did for you when he saved you. Hey, we need to have an interest in souls. Amen. Hey, we're living in a day where they are lovers of their own selves. That is part of the description of the last days. Men should be lovers of their own selves. Amen. Now, as we think, that he's interested in souls. Number two, the man in hell wanted to be involved in winning souls because he is trying to get the word to his brethren about this place called hell. Wanting to be involved, but hey, it's too late to be involved now. Man in hell can't do nothing for nobody living. You hear me? Understand something. We need more involvement in the work of God. Amen. It is not just about me preaching, and it's not just about a weekly visit, but it is us being involved actively trying to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't know about you, but I've got family lost. They don't know God. I try as I can, and an opportunity arises to talk to them about their soul. I've got family that's steeped in religion. I've got family steeped in perversion. I've got family in every area of life that need Jesus Christ. I've got some that are just about infidels. I mean, right on the verge of it. Hey, and friend, they need Christ. Oh, friend, today, how you and I need to be involved in telling others about Christ. Oh, you hear me? I wouldn't want to meet somebody, the judgment that I was ran all the time, and said, you never told me. You never warned me. You never let me know that you cared about my soul. Hey, friend, today that we need more, we have the opportunity daily how to reach people with the gospel. Now, I believe I said it here. If not, I'm going to say it now, or maybe just be repeating it. But I don't say something. You don't have to pray to ask God to send a sinner by your way to witness to them. If everybody in your house is saved, all you got to do is go outside. That's all you got to do. Hey, you are going to meet somebody lost right here today. Do you know that? You know, as you go out these doors, get in your car, go to your restaurant, whatever you're about to do, you'll meet somebody that does not know Jesus Christ. Amen. And we need to be involved. Hey, hear me now. Hear me, we need to be part of the go, and we need to be part of the giving. Amen. Being involved in getting the gospel out. Our goings are being an individual witness with our lips and our lives. Amen. Oh, in our giving that we can send missionaries to places that nobody has given them the gospel. And listen, the heathen is going to hell without ever hearing the gospel. That's right. Oh, yeah. You need to read Romans chapter 1. Though they've never heard, they're bound for hell. And you and I who are saved are bound by the word of God to take the gospel to them. Amen. That's why I give monthly toward missions here. In my faith, and praying about increasing it for the coming year. Why? We need to take more on the gospel. Hey, we're running out of time. The Lord is soon coming, and I want to be found involved in the work of God. Amen. I don't want to be sitting on the sideline viewing, critiquing, criticizing the word. I want to be involved in the work of God. Amen. Hey, we find this man in hell. He was interested in souls. He wanted to be involved in winning sinners. Oh, how you and I need to be involved in this today. Let me say number three. The man in hell believed in interceding for sinners. Do you notice? Then he said, I pray thee therefore. He is praying in hell, crying out in hell for somebody that don't know Christ. Now here's the saddest thing I know to say about this whole text. There is no prayers answered in hell. None. Amen. When this man lift his eyes in hell, and let me stress this, he didn't say lifted in a past tense, but he said he lift his eyes. Means he's still doing it. He wanted some comfort. He asked that Lazarus be sent one, dip the tip of his finger, what? Cool his tongue with that. What? He's crying, he's a prayer. I need some relief. And the answer is no. Here he prays, send somebody to my father's house. The answer is no. He wanted Lazarus to go. What? He said they got Moses and the prophets. What does that mean, preacher? They had the word of God. Now I want to stress something right here, and I want everybody to look at me and you hear me. You cannot get saved without the word. Impossibility to get born again without the word of God. Amen. Peter let us know being born again, what? Of incorruptible seed. the Word of God. Amen. You've got to hear it before you can get saved. Somebody's got to take you a Bible verse, whether it's in witnessing, testifying, preaching. Somebody has got to bring the gospel your way. Amen. Hey, that ain't popular preaching in our day. That's right. He said they have got the Bible. They need to hear them. Now, here's another thing he says about this. As this man is a prayer, he said, now, if you'd send Lazarus, him being resurrected, they'd believe him. But they said, no, he won't. They won't. If they won't hear Moses, they won't hear the Word of God, they won't believe though one rose from the dead. Can I help you with something right there? Do you know there's one that has rose from the dead? And his name's Jesus? And they won't hear, they won't believe his report. Hello? Hey, they ain't gonna believe somebody else got up. Absolutely not. We've got the Word of God. The Word of God sets men free. Amen. I'm glad I was raised and somebody gave me what the Bible said. Amen. That's why you hear me put so much stress. Well, the Bible says, and I give you a verse. Because this Bible's what deals with the heart of men. The Holy Ghost takes this Bible, breaks stony hearts, and draws men to Christ with the Word of God. Amen. Hey, I'm glad for a preacher that thundered it to me. I'm glad for a Sunday school teacher that taught it to me. I'm glad for a mama that read it to me. I'm glad for the Word of God this morning. Oh, yes. Hey, but we need to be interceding in prayer. You hear me? I'm talking about this man's prayer. Now, his prayer is going unanswered, but our prayer will be answered. We can go to our Heavenly Father and His ear is open to our cry. Let me read you some verses. Again, what the Bible says. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10 and verse 1, Paul speaking here, this church of Rome, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He's praying for his countrymen. Praying for those that are the same descended as he, praying that they'd be saved. Let me read you something else. Somebody said, preacher, how do you know you're praying right for sinners? Well, the Bible said in Romans chapter 8. Bible says Romans 8 verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We have a prayer partner in the Spirit of God. Amen. Hey, I want to encourage you, don't give up praying for that lost family member, that lost friend, that lost co-worker, that lost schoolmate. Don't give up. You keep praying for them. Hey, you know what? A lot of us here today didn't get saved first time the gospel pricked our hearts. A lot of us, reason we're here today is somebody was a-praying. Amen. I have heard my name called in prayer as a child. That's why, Mom and Daddy, I stress to you to pray out loud at home. I know you can pray silent. That's great. But I want to tell you something. Your children need to hear you pray. Amen. I've heard my mama call my name out before I got saved and said, God, he's lost. Oh, God, save him. Heard my grandparents and my great-grandparents pray for me like that. I'm glad that I did. I'm glad they were interested. I'm glad they was involved. Amen. Hey, when my mama wouldn't take me to the house of God, I had a grandparent said, we'll take him. That's right. Hey, we find that this man in hell, he was interested in sinners. He wanted to be involved in the work. He was trying to intercede on their behalf. Hey, we're saved. We're on that narrow way headed to the city whose building maker's God. And you and I need these things in our life. We need these things in our church on a continuous basis. Amen. Hey, again, I know this is not the message that a lot of folk like to hear, but it's a Bible message. And I can tell you this, I didn't dream this up right before breakfast this morning either. God, the Holy Ghost, oh, probably 9 days ago, 9 or 10 days ago now, put this passage in my heart and these points in my heart. Matter of fact, I was in Asheville picking my son up from grandparents. And we're riding down the interstate, and I pulled my phone out, got it to my notebook, throwed it to him. I said, type something down for me. And I gave him these 3 points. He didn't even know what they were. But I said, type these down. Number one, gave it number two, number three. And he typed them down. And it's been working in my heart for days. I know this, God don't burn messages in men's hearts just to fall deaf on the ground. Amen. I believe with my heart right here today, if we begin to get an earnestness back in us for the lost, be interested. Because I'll say something. Hear me right here. Hear me right here. Tuesday didn't end all the trouble in this country. You hear me? Voting a president in will not legislate righteousness in a country. Hello. Hey, I'm not protesting. I'm going to say this. I will throw this at you. Hear me. I'm going to tell you, somebody burning and breaking and carrying on, that's a thug. That ain't civil protest. We're guaranteed the right to gather together and protest by the amendments of our Constitution, but we do not have the right to destroy some other person's property. Amen. You all right still? Amen. With all this going on in our country, more than ever before, you and I that are saved by grace need to be out busy giving the gospel message to everybody that we can. Amen. Hey, friend, we see this man was interested, though he could do nothing about it. You and I can do something. We can. Now, again, it'd be good if a lot showed up with Brother Jerry. That'd be wonderful. But I'm really trying to stir you up where you go as an individual to your family and to your friends and to those you work with. Hey, there are people you're going to meet I will never encounter. And there's people I'll meet you'll never encounter. What we got to do, we got to take the seed of the Word of God and sow it. Amen. Oh, may the Lord help us today that we'll be burdened over the lost like we ought to be. Instead of sitting down in ease, we ought to be burdened, broken over the needs of those that are lost without God. I want to say something here and I'm done. There's a lot of things going on in our country that are sad, that are serious, but the number one thing is their soul. Their soul is in the balance today. Somebody's got to reach them with the gospel. That's our job. All of us who are saved, it's our job to take the gospel to them. Father, take the message now. Use it for thy honor and thy glory. As feeble as it was, I tried my best to preach what you put on my heart. And I pray, Lord, that you'll take it. Lord, burn it in us, Lord. Help us to be on fire for you. Help us to be concerned about others. Lord God, we wouldn't mislive for old self and be selfish and callous and careless. But oh, may we be tender toward the touch of the Holy Ghost to witness. And Lord, may we carry the gospel message, Lord, to this lost and dying world. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed just a moment. I tried to preach to you what was upon my heart here in the scripture. I wonder, is there someone here today that knows they're lost? By lifting a hand, won't be remembered in prayer that you are lost. By slipping that preacher, that's me. I don't know God as my Savior. I'm lost. I see that young hand. Somebody else, preacher, I'm not saved. Lost without God. Religion won't get you to heaven. Baptism won't get you to heaven. Salvation by grace through faith, that will get you to heaven. I'm glad that he saves whosoever will that'll come. You come on the terms of the gospel, he'll save you. We that are saved, we'll let God take the message. Stir us up to tell somebody else about Jesus Christ. Let's stand today as we sing a verse of invitation. The altar's open, some have moved. Maybe others need to come and will come.
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity.
Anybody else, just come.
And the grave, we pour the fall. Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save.
Will you come?
Though they are slighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently. He will forgive if they only believe. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it. Strength for thy labor the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them. Tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save.
As heads are bowed, eyes are closed, as she continues to play, folk are praying in the altar, and we're not rushing anybody. I'm glad we have an altar that we can come talk to the Lord. Moms and dads, grandparents, let me urge you, keep praying for that family. Friends, keep praying for your friends that don't know Christ. I'm glad somebody prayed for me, somebody witnessed to me, somebody preached to me. This message I declare to you this morning is probably the least received in these days. As days gone by, you'd preach along these lines and men, women, boys, and girls would run toward the Lord and get fired up and go witness. But today we just kind of let it fall on a deaf ear if we're not real careful. And oh, there's a great need for somebody to go tell. While the Lord's is speaking, waiting just a moment more, I'm thankful for God's word today. Father, thank you again for the privilege to pray. Thank you for the privilege to preach. Lord, I pray, burn the message deeper in my heart. Help me, oh Lord, that it come to my remembrance daily. Oh, to reach out to someone else that does not know you as Lord and Savior. Thank you again for the privilege to assemble together. Help us, Lord, to always glorify you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for being in your place this morning. Appreciate your attentiveness to the Word of God, the reverence, respect showed to the Word of God while preaching. I thank you for that today. And be praying much for the service tonight. God would help us in the service. At the Word of God go forth in great power. And remember, you that are in the Christmas play practices, be here adults at 4. The children be here at 4:30. Those in the vocals doing the singing these in the adult Christmas play be here at 4:15. Keep that in mind. Then remember, choir, your practice begins at 5:40 for choir practice. You choir primary at 6. So keep all this in mind. We'll make mention of these other things again tonight. And but want to remind you of those things pressing for this afternoon. Amen. All right, we're going to pray. And leave out of here asking God to help us, that we just do more for Him. Amen. I believe this. I believe God is pleased by the preaching of the Word of God. We're taught that in 1 Corinthians. Amen. By the foolishness of preaching, that's what He chose. And I'm thankful for the Word of God today. Let's pray together, Brother Jerry Vick. How about dismiss us in prayer?